Shabbos HaGodol, Parshas Tzav, Tovshin Pei. This is going to be brief. Basically, we're going to say over Shemi Shmuel from Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGodol, Shnaf Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Okay. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. And I think it's relevant to our times. Let's see what he has to say. L'havin inyan Shabbos HaGodol. Right? Shaha demekhu be'asor. We know that Chazal teaches, Pasuk teaches us, that they took already the seh, the seh for the Korban Pesach, they took it on the 10th of the month. It was on Shabbos Vedafka. And yet we don't relate it to the date of the month, unlike most of the other, or Kimar, all the other events of the calendar related Dafka to Shabbos. And really Shabbos HaGodol, it should be Asiri HaGodol, it's the 10th of the month. But no, it's called Shabbos HaGodol. So he says, Me'acha shenikra Shabbos, shekorin Pesach Shabbos HaGodol, b'inshu asro l'chor shalom, nirin ba'alil sheshabbos ha'is ha'goremes. We see from this the fact that it's always called Shabbos HaGodol, regardless of whether the Shabbos comes out on the 10th or not. Right? It makes no difference. It's dependent upon Shabbos. V'nirin, says the Shemi Shmua. This is the son of the Avnei Nezer, Shemi Shmua. The Avnei Nezer is the son-in-law of the Kotzker. Right, the Avnei Nezer is one of the great poskim of all the Doros. Shalos and Shuvinus Avnei Nezer, of Avnei Misochachov. V'nira dihine amru zal b'shvil shlo hoya b'yodam mitzvos b'meli goel nitnu lehem pesach u'mila. So for those of you that have our discussions of on the Haggadah, I have the link to that that folder. So there we did talk about the idea of bavur zeh asa libet seisi mitzrayim asa Hashem libet seisi mitzrayim, there was a requirement to have mitzvos, because we were naked without mitzvos, in order to be extracted from Mitzrayim. Kosh Baruch gave us Pesach and Mila. Pesach and Mila. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, like we say in the Haggadah. Ve'ever alaych erech misboseses v'damayich, v'omalach v'damayich chayiv, v'omalach v'damayich chayiv. Those psukim we say Leila Seder, same psukim we say at a bris mila, we shall live by our blood, and as the Baal HaGodah says, the blood that's being spoken about there is the blood of Mila and the blood of Pesach. The Yesh Lahavin Lamadavka Mitzvos Eilu. Why specifically these mitzvos? So here, we're going to say the Kitzer, right? We won't go into all the description that he has over here based upon the Arizal. The Arizal teaches us that the Chet of Adam Rishon in his eating for the Itzadas Tova Ram, right? That fundamental Chet was a Chet of Avodah Zorah. The fact that the Nachash could convince them that Rachman Litzlan Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu ate from the Eitz Hadas and therefore was able to create from there the world, and if they ate from it they'd also be able to create world. This is the Chet of Avodah Zarah, Shnius Ki'ilu Kadmus Ha'Eitz, as though the Eitz were always there, right? A terrible Avera, a terrible, terrible Avera. And as a function of that, we know that we have to deal with another Eitz Sahara. The primeval, if you could use that term, the Yitzhara is the Yitzhara of Avodah Zarah, of not willing to relinquish control of one's own destiny, to feel that one has as much objective reality as Rachman Litzlan, the Borei Olam. rather than seeing oneself as the Nivra. That's the most primeval Yetzirah. And then as a function of that, afterwards, and he speaks about it in his Lashon, his Shprach, the Arizal, the Shem Yishmul here, there's the Chet of Taiva, of Taiva. So the first, right, is the sin of Razara. The second is the sin of Taiva. And through these two Yitzri Hara that Adam Rishon actualized, through the chait of eating from the tzadas, and from that which emanated from it subsequently, all the souls that were part of, that were comprised within Adam Rishon, all the souls of mankind, as it were, now become locked up in a world of tumah. And as the Ari describes it, these souls, as it were, there was an attempt at rectification, certainly from the chait of Avodah Zarah at the time of Dor Shel Enosh, these very lofty souls, and of course we know they failed at the time of Dor Shel Enosh, they didn't rectify it. A third of the world had to be washed away. In Dor HaMabul, as he describes it, there was an attempt to rectify the chait of Taiva. We know that they were entrenched in Taiva, their life was filled with pleasures during the time of the Dor HaMabul. They had other sins as well, but their life was filled with pleasures, and they didn't rectify that, and once again they were washed away. In the Dor HaPalaga, the Dor HaFlaga, once again there was an attempt to rectify the chait of Avodah Zarah, but obviously even those who were lofty souls, once again there they didn't rise to the occasion. And finally we came, and all these souls were once again brought back to this world, and they found rectification in the Shprach of the Arizal in Shibud Mitzrayim. Kola Bena Yelod, right, every firstborn son, every son that's born to be thrown into the Nile, came to be metakein the chait of the Dor HaMabul. As Chazal referred to it, they were chotei berotchin, in other words, heated taivas, right, and therefore the waters of endless waters were brought upon them in the deluge. And the final rectification was through the suffering of the Jewish people, through the gzeira of every zachar to be thrown into the Nile, and through the torment and the torture and the trials and tribulations that they underwent, if bechomer ubelevanim, in building and suffering under the whip of the Mitzrim, as they were forced to build their cities, etc. Zatmim bechaper on the chait of the Dor HaPalaga. But once again, they were also choti there bechomer belevanim, with mortar and bricks as they built the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Babel. Ach, going back to the second paragraph here, third paragraph in the Shem Yishmul. Ach leman levolu umazel le kedusha hayutzich in the mitzvos. Suffering is cleansing, but it doesn't bring a person to kedusha. Until they entered the world of Kedusha, they weren't ru'uyim to be gulim. That's why Pesach and Mila were given to them. Ki Pesach hu bir avodah zarah, or shekasu b'zarah kadosh, or ka'amram zalek, it says in the Pasuk, mishku yedeichem, right? Mishku k'chu, the Pasuk says. Chazal say, mishku yedeichem, relinquish your hold, right, on Avodah Zarah, ukhulachem tzon, and take the tzon shel mitzvah, the Pesach. That's the Gemara tikkun shel chet arishon, the chet of, what do you call it, of Avodah Zarah. And Mila, the Gemara tikkun achet hasheni kamuvan, that's the tikkun of the chet of Taiva. The idea of the Pesach being a tikkun for the chet of Avodah Zarah, that we understand, right? Maral spoke out at great length. For those, once again, who have linked to the Shurim on the Haggadah, talked about the idea of Pesach being eaten al matzos umrorim. The Pesach should be eaten with matzah and moror. The shprach lemaral. The Pesach is a simon of Hashem's oneness, His achdus. The chinuch also goes in that derech. The idea the bones cannot be broken inside the korban Pesach. It has to be eaten with one group, one chavura. It can be eaten in only one place, not in two places. It's shechted at a specific time, a unique time between the waning of the day before the evening comes, bein arbayim, etc. All these dinim point to the achdus that's meant to be learned and to be attached to in the korban Pesach. This is diametrically opposed, obviously, to avodah zarah. And then, right, the fact that it's eaten with matzah umoror is to teach us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the terminology of the Aral, who hamochets, he is the one who crushes, who harofe, and he's the one who heals. Once again, recognizing Hashem's achdus. Hashem's achdus. But to be able, as it were, to enter into this world of mitzvos, they couldn't have just done it from 0 to 60 on their own. As long as the person still is attached to the world of Tumah, which they were, how are they supposed to attach themselves to this world of mitzvos? And on that says the Shem Yishmuel, he says, "Lo yichol nagile le'arak be'emtzaus Shabbos shehi erlim or kedusha Shabbos." Because Pesach is the soul of Achdus, right? Those who say in Lusav Sfard, Kigavna, right? Where Hashem, what he calls, reveals himself as Echad, Hu Echad, Shmo Echad, right? On Shabbos is a unique portal, since Shabbos is the moment. Shabbos is the moment, right? Every day of creation, right, had something else that transpired in it. It had an event in that time period that took place, right? A creation of one sort or another. In Shabbos, the capacity for man to connect to their Borei Olam enters into the world. The concept of Hashem making himself available within the physical world for us to be able to find him, that happens on Shabbos. So therefore, through the Koach of Shabbos, that opened for them a portal. Right, a portal to be able to, what he called, to be able to connect to the world of Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, the Korban Pesach, which we again said is deals with the primordial, the primeval sin of all sins of Avodah Zarah. The beginning of the process of Korban Pesach had to start on the Shabbos before. That enabled them afterwards to enter into Mila and to actually shech the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Korban Pesach. But the beginning of the process of Pesach had to start on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the portal that opens the connection between the heavens and the earth. The connection to Hashem Echad and Shemayim here down on earth. And that's what enabled them to be able to start the entire process. Lofia Amur, Yuvan Od, Shekola Ge'ula Haisib and Tzos HaShabbos. He quotes Kedusha So Zakeni Zechatarik Levrachel Chayil Mavo Mikotsk. And he quotes from his grandfather, the Kotzker. Amaki Heichla Ava Shibashamayim Imu Niftach, who may be Ava Rabba Bein Yisrael Avim Shibashamayim, who may Yisrael Zeloze. He says the Heichel, the great hall of love in Shamayim, if it opens up, it brings love between, right, the Jewish people and their Father in heaven, and between one Jew and the next Jew. And he says, for instance, he says, Rav Yitzchak Mibeditchev, Rav HaKadosh Mibeditchev, right, he opened up that Heichal in his love for Hashem and his love for every Jew. And there's the Ava Gdol of Om, he says, but then Min Shamayim, it had to be closed again because, right, the Rishayim began to take advantage of it. Just like it was the creation of the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu was borrowed the Olam with an ore that made things so incredibly clear, but he saw that the Rishayim would be mishtamish in that ore in an inappropriate fashion, so he had to be gonizid, he had to hide it away until Asid Lovo. But in any event, the idea being that on Shabbos is the opening of the portal of connection, and also at the same time, right, the Heichel of Ahava opens up. It opened up for them at that time also. the Heichal Ava. He says that's the shorish of all chatoim, is tshuka, desire, v'chenda, l'davar shein aroi. A person can only live with tshuka. A person can't live without tshuka, with desire, right? To want, to be b'shtokek limshoch, right? To be b'shtokek to what he called to be attached to something that he sees as beautiful, sees as what he called is tantalizing. He sees is exquisite. He sees its perfection. He sees its beauty. He wants to be attached to it. The question is, what is he chomed? Where does he direct his tshuka? So in the chait, right, in the chait of what he called of taiva, the tshuka, which by definition exists in man, right, is drawn towards things that are not roi. But on that Shabbos, when it opened up, the portal, the connection between Shamayim v'aretz, to bring Hashem's presence down into the world, right, to show, to recognize, to have a greater sensitivity, a capacity to attach, right, ourselves to the idea that Hashem is Echad, right, Shmo Echad. So we were able to start the process of detaching from Avodah Zarah, and at the same time, the Heichal, the great hall of Ava, the sanctuary of Ava in Shamayim, opened up and gave us the capacity once again to direct our tshuka to Avodas Hashem, as opposed to running after the taivas of Olam Hazeh. So in that sense, right, Shabbos really, really is the makor, right, the makor for the entire process of the beginning of the Gula. The tshuka to one come close to Hashem is so interesting that Rabbi Tzadok says in Shmon Esrei, Es tzemach David avdecha miros atzmiach. Es tzemach David avdecha miros atzmiach. That we're asking at Kodesh Baruch Hu that the tshuka to want the geula should spring forth inside of us. The tshuka, not just that we should be goalless, because he can only be goalless if we have the tshuka to be nigolim. He should cause that tshuka to grow inside of us. And the Shem Yishmul says it over here also. He says that the pshat in the Bala Goda, when he says that Kosh Amruzal she nigla aleihem melech malchi amlochem akosh baruch hu goalam, we would nigla aleihem she goalam, he reveal himself upon them. Hainu says the Shem Yishmul shemitzad his galus alokus his lavu levovos ben Israel in Moshech elov yizbarach. The tshuka to want to be nigolim by Hashem, the tshuka to want Him to bring us close to Him once again. That tshuka, we need His help to awaken that inside of us. That was the nigla aleihem, He revealed Himself upon them, with to create that tshuka, to help generate that tshuka, and then indeed He was golden. Once we followed suit and accepted, as it were, the handoff, right, of His opening that world of tshuka for Kedusha, and then we were indeed Nigolim. Or like Rav Tzadok says in Shmon Esrei, Es tzemach David avdecha miros atzmiach. We're asking for your help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking your Siyata Deshmaya to cause that to begin to spring forth inside of us. We are in days now, right? We are in days now where it's very clear that both of these issues are being addressed. The fact that we thought that we were in control of our own destiny, the thought that we looked at the Creator as, right, He's also important, but then again, we have our wisdom also, right? We can do it. But of course, we'll need a little help from Him, perhaps, but we can do it. Man feels completely powerless now. Right? An unstoppable wave of disease, of plague. You'd think we were back in the times of the Middle Ages, with the Black Plague sweeping Europe at that time. Rahman al-Islam. Ach, Achdus Hashem. Right? We're being forced into a corner to recognize, right, that only Hashem draws the strings. Mitzad Sheni, the world of how we medicated ourselves, how we, you know, I don't mean literally medicated ourselves, we metaphorically medicated ourselves, we occupied ourselves with so much nonsense. Right? Exposure to different types of taivas. How can I possibly get this? How can I possibly get that? How can I enjoy this? How can I enjoy that? How can I go here? How can I go there? Can I travel here, travel there? I can go anywhere. I can be anywhere. I can do anything that I want. Right? I can get it in a kosher fashion, or maybe not such a kosher fashion, maybe not kosher at all. Kibbutz Seder, not so bad, not so bad, not so bad. Avodah Zarah and Taiva ruled our lives, let's be honest, right? Each person according to his Madrega. I'm not saying we're all in the same boat. I'm not saying we're all in the same boat. But we definitely, right? We definitely were affected by these two things. Each person according to his own particular Madrega. The sense of our controlling our own destiny, and the sense of too much of our life is running after all the different types of chemdos zoros, strange and false objects of desire. And there's no reason to be marich. Everybody's written about it already. Right? Be it the fancy clothing, be it the fancy vacations, be it the fancy homes, be it the experiences designed to titillate, right? Bordering on kosher or not kosher at all. And now, all those are limited, or eliminated, really. Eliminated. Even the idea of just of being promiscuous, I'm sure is very there's a lot of right, of hesitation here. I don't know who this person is. I mean, in days of yore, I mean, no. Whatever, fling. This could literally be the kiss of death. This could be like being embraced by the middle-aged Iron Maiden, a torture device, you know, in the shape of a female covered with daggers, right, as the arms close, right, a mechanical device. The person is pierced with the daggers. Literally, it's a kiss of death. So, a sense of it's all under my control, and our experience of what's important in life, right? How can I possibly achieve as much pleasure on as many different planes as possible before I have to cash in my chips? Kadosh Baruch Hu shut the whole thing down. Shabbos HaGadol. It's a Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos for Pesach. It's a time to connect Hashem's Echad. It's a unique time on Shabbos. Shabbos has the vibes in the Shemayim that enables us to do this. And that will open the Heichel Shel Ahava, a true love for the Jewish people, for their Father in Heaven, and true love and concern the Jewish people for one another. And to throw in the garbage all those false loves. And finally, just like to add here one point from Sfarno on Parshas Tzav. And once again, I think it's super relevant. He says, Tzavas Aaron, this is the Sfarno on Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, Tzavas Aaron, Zos Toras HaOlah, Achra Shehi Gidmaseh Kabanos, in Parshas HaYikra, Omra Torah Uya L'Kol Echad V'Echad, begins to discuss the related dinim, the fundamentals associated with those korbanos, each one. Ola, Chatos, Shlomim, etc., Mincha, Asham, Asher Baremez, Chelik Yunibam. Here's the, right, some of the ideas that we need to connect to. And there's the dinim and the ideas that ride upon the shoulders of those what do you call it, those dinim. In Suffolk, yesh hevdel rav bein bnei kel chai bepuloseim v'kavanoseim. There's no Suffolk that there's a difference between the children of the living God, i.e., us, the Jewish people, in what we do and in our kavanos. Dom lehevdel asher bein minya kavanos. Just like there's a difference between the different types of kavanos. V'hizkir ba'ola, and he mentioned with regard to the ola. Ola, which is a korban brought, for machshavozoros, wrong, sinful thoughts, thoughts of, God forbid, of kfiro or taiva, whatever they happen to be, or perhaps being mevatel mitzvasa, negating a positive commandment. V'hiskev ola shekul ala mizbeach l'reich nichoach. The ola goes up onto the mizbeach to be completely burnt. Omnam, indeed though, however, ktsasa ola b'lav mizbeach, only part of it rises completely up in the fire upon the mizbeach. V'omar shiyeh ola be'emes, that is the ola, al mokda, on its place of burning, that's the ikar ola, rising up in holy fire up towards Shamayim. V'chelik mimena, and then part of that, Eitzel Mizbeach, Vuadeshen, it is a Trumas Hadeshen. Part of it, as it were, doesn't rise up in holy fire, it's left as residue. But that's put next to the side of the Mizbeach. Next to the side of the Mizbeach, where the Trumas Hadeshen was put. Sheesh Bo Ktsas Lachluchis. It has, as it were, some of the moisture of mitzvah associated with it. Ba'ofen Sheesh Bo Erez Bo Im Osa Chelik Ola Be'emes. Right? It has a connection still to that which rose up in the holy fire upon what we call the Mizbeach itself. Ka'omru Hadeshen Asher Tochala Eish Es Ola. It's the Deshen that comes from, right, the Eish that consumed the Ola, that brought it up heavenward. Uktasimeno Vuhadeshen Argomur. Then there's the residue, the complete residue, right, the leftover, the ashes that are not put next to the Mizbeach, rather they're carried out. Yotziu el michutz lamachane. They're taken outside of the encampment. They're not near the Mizbeach at all. But nonetheless, they're brought begadim chusim. They're not brought with the finest begadim, less chashav begadim. The kohen wears, he takes them out. Mikomakom yem otzo el makom tohor. Nonetheless, they're brought to a place that's tohor. The Svarno is teaching us here an idea in Parshas Tzav that's super relevant to what we were talking about based upon the Shem Yishmuel and others with regard to Shabbos HaGol. We're all thinking, if all the non-observant people keep Shabbos, the Gula would come. That's a nice thought. But the Svarno is telling us we're not waiting for them. They're different halakim. Each person, according to where he is, has to rise upward. The aspiration is that our essence should rise up in the holy fire upon the Mizbeach, just like the Ola itself. But the different Madregas, everybody has to be Ola. If what we were comfortable with now needs fixing, we need to fix it. It's not dependent upon those who are far away, because what they need to fix, so fix according to their madrega, according to their ability, according to where they're holding. They'll take one or two rungs up the ladder. But we can't sit and wait for them and expect that it's going to ride upon their backs. Lehefach, quite on the contrary. We have to also rise rungs upon the ladder of that sulam, that's Ola Beis Kel, that rises up, right, from a place on this earth to its source in the heavens. Ten Hashem, the Shabbos HaGodol, right, should be Shabbos HaGodol, we can see the fulfillment of Iskadalti, Iskadashti, right? That Hashem's name will become great once again. We'll see an end to the Tzaras. We'll see an end to the Golas Hashchina. We'll see an end to what we call to a world of darkness. And the world of Or will be ushered in, right? And finally, Am Maholchim Bachoshech, a nation that's so many long twisted corridors of darkness, right? Struggling and toiling to keep mitzvahs and to learn Hashem's Torah. Am Maholchim Bachoshech, Ra'u Or Godol, they'll see a great light. Amen.